Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day. Lord, thank you for waking us up this morning. Lord, thank you for bringing us through another new year. Lord, thank you for the many blessings you've bestowed upon us. Lord, thank you for the family members we still have with us. Lord, thank you for just all that you've done for us and forgive us for our sins. Lord, we ask that you bless this podcast and each and every other podcast that people are doing and pursuing. Lord, we ask that you continue to guide us and watch over us. We ask all of these prayers in your son Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. We made it 2021. Oh my God. I yelled Jumanji and I feel like I'm stuck in a horror movie.
Yeah, Jumanji again.
Oh my God. Oh my God. You are tuned into episode number 3. Number 3 of the Can We Talk podcast.
I am Seneca.
And I am Niecy. And we are super excited to be back bringing this podcast to all of you. We missed you guys.
This podcast will focus on love, life, and marriage, what it takes to get there and what it takes to sustain and maintain. We are happy to have you join us to be in your favorite platform, on your favorite platform.
I use it to be.
Yeah.
Be it on your favorite platform.
Be it on your favorite platform and on YouTube coming soon.
Soon to come.
We pray that you like this podcast and, you know, follow us on our social media.
Yes, and this podcast will bless you in some way. You can follow us at Can We Talk Podcast 2020 on Instagram.
And on Twitter, it is
CWT Podcast.
Yeah.
2020, I think.
That might be right. What's going on,
terrible,
everybody?
Terrible. While he's talking to y'all, I'm going to look this up.
I know.
This is so bad.
Yeah. It's been a minute since you guys have heard my voice. I do apologize.
Yeah, I drove solo last time.
Yep. So, you know, life happens and you got to take care of home. So, you know, things pop up and we got to do what we have to do.
Have to make it happen.
Got to make it happen.
It is on Twitter, CWT Podcast 2020. On Instagram, we are Can We Talk Podcast 2020 on Instagram.
So what's up, babe?
Oh, just here, babe.
I know.
Just here. We, you know, we missed you guys. We just thought we'd, you know, hop on, let you know that we are still in the land of the living.
Absolutely.
You know, you don't see much of him on social media, but you see me a lot if you follow me on my social media platform. I'm on Twitter, DJ Petaway. I am on Instagram at DJ Petaway and my podcast, The Ladies Lair.
Yes, follow all three of those pages if you don't mind.
Yes, at The Ladies Lair, LAIR. We talked last week and we had a good grand old time. We was excited about the new year coming in and everything, but this isn't about me and The Ladies Lair. This is about us and Can We Talk. So, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Although it feels like we've been pumped.
Definitely. Definitely.
I saw a post that said 2020 put a wig on and was like, what up, though? What up, though?
I know, right?
Oh, my God. I think January is just a rehearsal.
Yeah. Hopefully 2021 brings about change that's definitely needed.
Yes.
I hope it brings about blessings that we've all been laboring over.
Yes.
And planting.
Yes.
So therefore, It's just beginning.
Yes, yes.
I don't know if any of y'all have received your powers yet. But
I still don't know what my power is.
I haven't received mine. So hopefully you all have received yours.
Oh my goodness. I still don't know what my power is. Oh gosh, that is so terrible.
I'm right there with you.
The good thing about 2021 is we have a new president.
Yes, we do.
We have a new president, our former vice president.
Right, under President Obama.
Under the number 44.
Right.
President Barack Obama, our VP. Joe Biden is our president-elect and VP, Madam Kamala Harris. I'm so excited about that.
I know.
First female, the first Black, the first Native American, but she's the first in so many ways, and she's setting the trail for so many of us to follow. I'm super, super excited about this administration.
All my HBCUs, stand up.
Stand Alabama A&M, what's up?
If you're part of any part of the Divine Nine, congratulations.
Congratulations to all of you.
Happy Founders Day to all of you as well.
As well, yes. The Zetas had Founders Day on yesterday. J15 for the AKAs, J13 for the Deltas. See, I start adding numbers and I forget the Alphas had it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It's all of you. Before I start calling out, shouting out folks, congratulations to all of you. Every last one of you that are listening to this podcast. I know the turn up has been real, especially for the AKAs.
Absolutely. It's about to get even better.
Yes.
That turn up will be insane.
Pinkies will be up. Ivies will be out
come Wednesday morning.
Yes.
January 20th, 2021.
It is amazing. I'm super excited that we are here to witness history
again
in the making. Not to discount any of the other parts of history that is currently being made by the current administration. I just want to say, stay out the way.
Yes.
Stand down. This is not a fight for us. Stand back.
Stay in your lane.
And let it unfold the way that it is unfolding. These are things that we've been shouting from the rooftop for years, and it is finally coming to pass where it can be seen. It is being displayed all over the news and all over social media. And this is how you speak up. This is your way to speak up. Use your social media channels to speak up. Also, remember to speak up, but not be disrespectful. You can get your voice heard in a respectful way. All those that have stood up for us on our behalf, you know, that have platforms, thank you for speaking eloquently, intelligently, and direct, because that's exactly what we need.
Right. Definitely being firm in your speaking, in your research, in your communication.
Yes.
So that definitely helps. And just being you.
Yes. Yes. And we thank you.
Thank you all.
We really, really thank you. Today is Dr. Martin Luther King Day. Although his birthday was a couple of days ago.
Right.
Actual birthday was a couple of days ago. But his daughter took to social media and decided she was sick of it. She is sick of all of it. She at the annual Martin Luther King Jr. Day celebration in Atlanta, she spoke. Dr. Bernice King. This King holiday, and this is a quote, this King holiday has not only come at a time of great peril and physical violence, it has also come during a time of violence in our speech, what we say and how we say it. It is frankly out of control, and we are causing too much harm to one another. We need to be careful what we say and how we say it to one another. You know, we tend to build one another up, but we can tear each other down even quicker than we build one another up.
Absolutely. Sure can. And in some cases, that not only does that pertain to now, but that pertains to in your marriage or in your relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can tear your partner down by how you,
your tone of voice,
your tone of voice, and how you communicate with them.
And I am definitely guilty in tone. You know, I don't think it comes out that way, but it does come out a little harsh. And, you know, once it's out, you can't take back what you said. You just have, you have to apologize, and you have to be sincere about the tone of voice you use, the way you say things. You definitely have to be aware of what you say and how you say it.
Right. So she was definitely correct when she said, it is frankly out of control and we are causing too much harm to one another.
Entirely too much harm to one another.
Yes. In how we speak.
Yes. Yes. And like Seneca said, it's not just in relationships and the way we talk to one another and coworkers and all that jazz, but it's also in how we speak to one another in our relationships. So, babe, if I've said anything in my tone to hurt you, I apologize.
Same here. Same
here. I
love you. Love you too.
Aww.
But this ain't about us. This is about everybody else.
It's about marriage. Love and marriage.
For any of y'all that don't know, do the research, because that show will bless you.
Yes, Married with Children was hilarious. Like one of my favorite shows from back in the day.
Yeah, but on another note, Miss King also tweeted out that, and I quote, "Please don't act like everyone loved my father. He was assassinated. A 1967 poll reflected that he was one of the most hated men in America."
Yeah.
Most hated.
Most hated.
"Many who quote him now and evoke him to deter justice today would likely hate and may already hate the authentic king."
Yes. Wow.
End quote.
Wow.
That's some powerful stuff right there.
It is. It is. And it's so true. So true. We see so many people now that are speaking out supposedly in support, and these are the same people that castrated him.
Absolutely.
And drug his name through the dirt and drug his name through the mud. And now it's like everybody wants to jump on the bandwagon, but there is no bandwagon.
There is no bandwagon.
You know, he fought for us to be created equal. I saw something else that said Dr. King was not he didn't sacrifice himself. That was Jesus.
Absolutely.
He did not sacrifice himself. He was a vessel that stood up for what was right and was hated. He was hated
from an early age.
An early age. What's the, y'all have to follow this thread. We're not going to get into it here, but Seneca found this thread earlier, and you have to do your research. You know, the history books only tell us what they want us to know.
Absolutely.
That's it. And you know what? I don't even think children are taught it anymore. That's the crazy part. I have not heard a young child talk about Black history at all. So there's a thread on Twitter that Seneca found, and he's going to find the handle and give it to you guys. But I want you guys to go out and read and research. And so much of that I remember, because we had teachers when we were younger that actually educated us and spoke to us, and not just during Black History Month. They taught it throughout the year. But there's this thread. What's the handle, babe?
There's a thread by my boy Michael Harriet on Twitter. If you don't follow him, by all means, please do, because the brother knows his history. So follow Michael Harriet on Twitter. His handle is at Michael Harriet. That's MichaelHarriot. Just go to his profile, man. Find that thread. It's about Dr. King. And I guarantee you it will bless your soul.
Yes, it will. Yes, it will. And today is January 18th. This thread was put up on today. So you definitely want to go back and you want to hear this.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, you definitely want to read that. In the midst of that and the history, we're talking about history, I am reading our president, forever number 44, Barack Obama's A Promised Land. Y'all, this book has blessed my soul. Like, I normally just take a book and just run with it, but I have actually been taking my time reading this book. So many jewels, so many gems. He starts off as a baby, you know, as a kid, and talks about what his roots were with his grandparents and his mother, how she was so carefree and, you know, and how she fought for women's rights and just, it's an amazing book. If you have not read this book, you definitely need to read this book, how his parents met and how he and his sister came to be and who they are today. I'm currently in the beginning of the first term of his presidency and how he walked into so much stuff that President Bush promised him would not be there.
That's interesting.
Yes. Yes. And he walked into so much and Joe Biden warned him. Like Joe Biden warned him that they were going to try to jam him up. Joe gave him a warning. So, you know, I've been reading and highlighting and making notes and everything. And it's so many gems that I can't share them all, but I did have one and now I can't find it, of course. But there are pictures in the book, photos of his grandparents, photos of his parents, of him as a kid, photos of him doing Senate, being a senator and in college, and how he came to want to pursue politics. And he talked about how he met Michelle and, you know, her thoughts about him, you know, on the campaign trail. She was not happy about it, but she was so, so supportive, and how the kids, you know, how their days were, and he tried to be home at night. And y'all have to read this book, A Promised Land. It's a black and white cover. It has the picture of him on the front by President Barack Obama. I promise you it is going to bless your life. If you need something to encourage you and inspire you and motivate you, I definitely recommend this book.
That book sounds like a lot of our lives, doesn't it? If it we does. Could actually go back and write a book from beginning to where you are today, I'm sure it will be pretty similar. Won't have the same experiences, but I'm sure there are some gems that you could share that have been shared with you that will bless somebody's soul.
Well, shameless plug, I have written the book.
Y'all see why I did that.
I have written a book about my life and how I was blessed and my grandmother and my journey. I can't tell Seneca's story. I can only tell my own, but I did write a book. It's called Unchained. Go on barnesandnoble.com and you get that book, or you can go to Amazon and it is there as well. We'll put the link in the description box for the book. I don't know what else to say.
Hey, that's all you need to say. Y'all go purchase that book. Don't be scared.
Yeah, it's not a long read. It's a decent read, but I promise you it will bless you.
It will change your mind about a lot of things. I won't say change. It will open your mind. About a lot of things and just to get you to think differently about people.
Yes, and it's brutally honest. Like transparency. If you follow me, transparency is my thing. And I don't mind sharing my hiccups and my bumps in the road and where I've fallen short, you know, or took a wrong turn. I don't mind that. I take that as learning opportunities. But this entire book starts from the beginning and moves up probably till about 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And how God spoke to me, and it will bless you. Definitely, definitely will bless you. And it's in phases. It's like in increments. The chapters are based in increments in my life, and it's in chronological order as well. I even talk about how I met Seneca.
Well,
you don't know that story. Go back to the very first podcast, but I encourage you to get that book.
Yeah, definitely. Go cop that. Yeah. We won't be mad. Go ahead.
Tell us what you think, too.
Tell us what you think. Follow us on our social media.
Slide in the DMs and tell us what you think.
Tell us what you think.
So, speaking of sliding, guess what's coming out March 5th?
Man.
We just watched the first one just a little while ago. It came on TV. So, and of course, it's not the same without the curse words.
Right. But so, if you have not seen Coming to America,
please go.
That is your homework for the weekend. It's to watch Coming to America, preferably the unedited version, because the unedited version will truly give you that belly laugh that you so need.
The curse words. Like, if that's not your thing, you need the curse words in this movie. You don't get the full effect without the curse words.
It's like having watching Samuel L. Jackson on regular television.
You don't get the full thing.
You don't get the full effect.
And Samuel L. Jackson does make a cameo in Coming to America.
He does. He does. So that's your homework for the weekend.
Yes.
Watch Coming to America.
Yes, watch Coming to America. But Coming to America 2, the sequel, the follow-up, 30-some-odd years later,
right,
will be out on Amazon Prime. This is not sponsored. None of this content is sponsored. We don't have any sponsors yet. But it's coming.
It's coming.
It's coming. We'll be on Amazon Prime March 5th.
March 5th.
Yes. It is so, and there are so many movies that are out right now that are on Amazon Prime. Regina King's One Night in Miami. Oh my God. I mean, we haven't seen it yet. But please, please, please support our people. You definitely need to support the $14.99. I mean, right now, Netflix, Hulu, and Amazon Prime is all I need.
right. Those subscriptions definitely help at a time like this during this pandemic.
Yes. And all the movies are coming out.
Right.
You know, there. So, you know, because we can't go to the movies and it's weird.
Right.
It's weird. Yeah. It's really weird. So, speaking of movies and things like that, Tyler Perry. I know y'all are tired of talking about Tyler Perry, but this year when the Oscars, whatever. Yeah. So Tyler Perry is getting the, I had a brain fart. Oh my God. Is getting the Jean Hersholt Humanitarian Award.
I had to push control alt delete for
a second. Yeah, I had to have a reboot. Sorry. this award is awarded periodically by the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences at the Governor's Award ceremonies for individuals' outstanding contributions to humanitarian causes. And Tyler Perry will be the recipient of that this go around. So congratulations
brother
to Tyler
Perry.
Yes, we are super excited for him. This man has changed the lives of so, so many people. We're looking at a list here, and Bob Hope received this award in 1959, Frank Sinatra in 1970, Charlton Heston in 1977. Y'all see a trend here with
if you haven't looked at the list.
Okay.
Just Google it.
Audrey Hepburn in 1952 and Elizabeth Taylor, they both received them. Paul Newman, Quincy Jones in 1994, well deserved. Jerry Lewis in 2008, Oprah Winfrey in 2011, Angelina Jolie in 2013, 2014 brought Harry Belafonte, Debbie Reynolds in 2015, 2019 is Gina Davis, and congratulations one more time to Tyler Perry.
Very much well deserved.
Yes.
The
yes.
dude bought a
acreage,
yes. some land,
a whole bunch of land,
however you want to call it, in Georgia.
Yes, he did.
That's his.
It's his. No one can take that from him.
Owned by himself.
Yep.
Owned by one man.
Also, he and his, did he marry her?
No, I think he's single now.
Yeah, they're separated.
Yeah.
He flexing on Instagram, y'all. Y'all better go out there and catch you a Tyler Perry, honey. He's single out here in these streets, in these ATL streets.
Hey, I ain't just mad
sure
at him.
Mask up, though. Mask up.
Yeah. Holla at him.
Yes, okay.
Holla at him with your mask on.
All right. I know that's right. Speaking of masks, 2021, we are expecting a change with the coronavirus, and we are still in the midst of this pandemic. Seems like it's not going to end But everything under the sun, there is a beginning and an ending. The coronavirus isn't new. It's a type of SARS.
Right.
And
if you haven't noticed, go read the back of your Lysol can.
And your Clorox bottle.
And your Clorox bottle.
They didn't just put that there.
It just that they just not going to list something there that
it's always
hasn't been here already.
It's always been here.
Come on, people.
Yeah, just you know, think about these things. If you're not sure, educate yourself.
Right.
Educate yourselves on these type of things. Don't drown yourself in the news about this certain thing. Just try to get you absorb enough and then go research that and see what you're hearing. Match it up with the facts.
Right.
To see, you know, what is true and what is not. Be sure to wash your hands 30 seconds. Wash your hands. Scrub them up to the wrist, in between the fingers, under the fingernails. Wash your hands. When you come in the house, you know, take that mask off. Wash your mask. By now, we all should have several masks.
Absolutely.
Several masks.
Absolutely.
Throw away those disposables. They are not to be reused. Keep sanitizer. Sanitizer on you at all times. I think it's 60% alcohol in your sanitizers. And sanitizer now is not as expensive as it has been. The price has gone down just a little. It's still a little more than it should be. But you know, I always wonder before this happened, you know, everybody bought up all the tissue and stuff. And what was you wiping with? What were you, the soap was gone? Were we not bathing tissue? What was going on?
What you need all the tissue for?
You know, I mean.
I know. I digress just like you do.
I don't get it.
But again, think about the next person.
Yes.
And if you have lost someone due to this pandemic, we are truly sorry.
Sending our condolences.
We're sending our condolences. Yes. We love you.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do with our whole hearts. We don't just say that. We do.
But mask up. Please protect yourself. Protect the next person. And just do what's right, man. Do what's right.
And if you have lost someone, educate the next person.
Right.
Educate them about this pandemic. You know, we had the swine flu, and then we had the bird flu, and then SARS came about and scared everybody. And you know, we can beat this. We can
absolutely
beat this thing. You know,
absolutely.
The vaccines, they're running out of vaccines, and we're not even gonna get into all of that, the politics behind that.
Right.
I work in the healthcare field, and it's a mess. So just make sure that you are educating yourselves. Make sure you are quarantining and not going places where you don't need to go. You
right.
know, limit your interactions with the outside world. Yes, we want to go see mom and them. Yes, we want to hang out with our friends. But safety first. Safety first. You know, you don't know who they've been around.
Right.
And you bring that back home and you're on the bottom of your shoes or on your clothes or whatever the case may be. Please, please, please protect yourself.
Yes. By all means, protect yourself.
Yes.
Wear your PPE and be done with it.
And be done.
Go about your day. Do what you got to do. Get back home to safety. Wash your hands.
Bathe.
You know, bathe. Clean your mask.
We should have
clean your shoes.
Bathe. Oh, my God.
You know, and enjoy your family.
Enjoy your family. Use this time. We won't have another time like this.
Right.
You know, we live with people we know nothing about.
Absolutely.
Your children have interests that you have that you don't know anything about. Use this time to learn the ins and outs of your family and reconnect with your family and be everything that you have dreamed that your family would be.
Right. Get to know your neighbors a little bit because
I ain't going over there.
I mean,
I ain't going over there.
That's true.
I'm not going over there.
If you have that one neighbor that's just ain't right.
I ain't going over there if they is right.
Well,
I'm quarantining. Let me tell y'all something funny. New Year's Eve, our son was here and his family, and you know, we sat here and we played cards and played games and danced and all that stuff. So we haven't met our neighbors on the other side of us across the balcony. And New Year's came out and we can see each other working from home in the mornings. You know, we kind of wave through the blinds in the mornings, but that's about it. But midnight hit, the fireworks, we could see the fireworks from the window, and our son went outside and was screaming Happy New Year, and the neighbors came out with party hats. They were screaming Happy New Year. I've never seen these people, like, never, other than seeing them through the blinds, but it was hilarious. So that's how we met our neighbors.
It was fun, though.
It was fun. Just
we stayed 6 feet apart.
Yeah, of course. We're, you know, we're on like the fourth floor, and they're like fourth and three, and you know, just yelling across, you know, the apartment complex, Happy New Year. It was hilarious. It was hilarious, but it was fun. It was needed. It was enjoyable. So, yeah.
Yeah, that was fun.
We are all very different. Our taste in food, our taste in music, and even our taste in apparel. Yet, we are all very much the same in needing those very same things to survive. Native Links Apparel is a clothing line for the people, by the people, bringing it all full circle. Because we are definitely one of a kind, yet we are all here for a purpose, you know? Linked. Head over to Instagram and follow Native Links to get your tees, short sets, hoodies, and more today. Snatched. Nah, girl, I don't mean your edges. I'm talking about your waistline. Cut to precision like the diamond you are. Started by Emma Lane Ute, Diamonds Fit Apparel has something for everyone. Right now, I am wearing my Diamonds Fit waist trainer made of latex with a zipper closure and 7 steel bones in its new design, which supports you with flexibility and durability to shape your tummy and define your waistline while you're maximizing your curves to achieve an hourglass figure. And the best part, sizes go up to a 9X, so no one is left out. I wear my trainer under my clothes, doing laundry, working out, cooking, or just whatever. And in just 2 weeks, I noticed a major change. Head over to Diamonds Fit Official, Diamonds with an S, on Instagram, or DiamondsFitApparel.com, DiamondsFitApparel.com, and use code Diamonds with an S, 10, for 10% off your order. You'll be glad that you did. But yeah, we had a really, really good time. It was so, so much fun.
Yeah, we had a blast, man. Like I said, it was only a few of us here.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just some good, clean fun.
Yeah. Nobody went to sleep. It was like 4 a.m. when they left. And then they got downstairs to the car, and there was a whole lot of people downstairs.
Right. It was a lot of people. It was a couple of guys up there making other plans.
At 4 a.m. and we're quarantined, where else can we go?
Yeah, they was making other plans. I peeped that out. I was like, oh, okay. Bet.
Meanwhile, I was in here changing clothes, getting ready for bed. It was 4 a.m., and I think everybody slept all day the next day.
Oh, yeah. It was all day.
Yeah, it was all day, like, except for me. I got up. But I guess because my body's just engineered to just get up.
Right.
But yeah. We had a great time.
I hope you all enjoyed your New Year's like we enjoyed ours.
Yes, yes, because it was needed.
It was very much needed.
It was needed. All right. So we're going to try something new. We have a new segment where we're answering questions about love and marriage. So a friend of mine, you got to check her out. Check out, oh God, she's going to kill me.
Control, Alt, Delete.
Hang on. Reboot. Oh my God, I'm going to have to look it up now. She's going to kill me. What is Ray's podcast, Seneca?
You asking the wrong.
Oh my God. I don't even know why I even asked him. I knew he didn't know. Beauty for Ashes, right? I'm sorry, boo. I'm sorry. I hope I edit that part out so she don't even know that I forgot.
Yeah, we'll definitely have to
Check out. You have to check out the Beauty for Ashes podcast. She and I was talking. It's my girl. When I tell you, she is hilarious and she keeps it real and she keeps it bold and she keeps it funny. We were just talking about love in general, and she asked me a question, is that how do I know if he or she is the one? How would God reveal it to me? And when she asked me that question, I just kind of sat on it. Like, that's a damn good question.
Yeah. Yeah, that is a good question.
Yeah, because it's not the same for everybody.
Right. But fellas, how did you know she was the one?
Yeah, Seneca, how did you know she was the one?
Oh, you're going to put me on the spot like that?
We have to answer the question. All
right. How did I know she was the one?
Tell the truth and shame the devil.
It was just how she...
Tell the truth and shame the devil.
It was just how you interacted with me. It was different.
How?
It was some of the conversations we had was just on a different level. And I could tell that there was some oomph, if that's a word. There was some oomph about you, that there was some go get about you. And it I guess it was what I needed to see and to hear. And just, you know how your girl just do things that make you feel like you, that makes you want to be with that person. You know, whether it's an encouraging word or a simple hug or just a simple smile or just, you know, the little things that kind of lets you know that, hey, I could see this going on for a lifetime, for a long time. Mm-hmm. So for me, it was the little things. So I don't know about anybody else, fellas. I don't know how y'all came up with how she you knew she was the one, but let us know.
Yeah, we'd like to hear it. We'd like to hear it. It got hot in here.
The tables have turned, I see.
So how did I know? Well, again, if you have the book, you would know.
Right.
How he was the one. But I can't spill all my secrets. Oh, my God.
BarnesandNobles.com.
Amazon.com. Right. Unchained.
Unchained
hashtag
is the book title.
Unchained.
So
chain.
If you want to know the real answers, we're not going to give them away like that.
I'm not going to give it all. So for me, it was the same. I was being treated totally different from what I was used to. I wanted an example for my son. And because the examples he had were amazing. You know, they were older men, uncles and things like that in my life, but there wasn't anybody on my level, like a peer. And we became really good friends, and he just took his time with me. He courted me, he dated me, and I had never had that before. And he showed me my value, you know, and still shows me my value today. The time he takes into making sure that we are okay has always been there. When he's not pleased with me, he doesn't let me know immediately. I think he has to get his thoughts together, but he does let me know in a manner that I can handle, in a way that I can handle. Not saying that he pops off or flies off. No, that was me. I was the one popping off and flying off. I don't do that much anymore.
No.
I think I've toned down quite a bit.
Quite a bit, which is a good thing, because
yes.
Now I feel like we can truly have an agreeable disagreement, if that makes sense to you all.
Yeah. If we don't come to
a
mutual decision, it's okay
to disagree
and then go back to it later.
Right.
Because it's mutual.
Right.
Feeling is mutual. But I knew once my son got a little older and we had a conversation and I asked him if anything happened to us, would we still be friends? And he said, yes. And he also said that he would still be there for my son. And that meant the world to me, to know that if anything happened between the two of us, that nothing would break our friendship. But we were friends first. And the second part of the question is how will God reveal it to me? There was no fireworks outside. There was no song playing. And then you just know in your heart that without a shadow of a doubt, that that person is the one.
Right.
I don't know if I knew before he did, but I knew early. But I didn't go to him and say, God said you my husband. That's not what we did. I wasn't trying to run him off. Yeah. We were early 20s. I don't even think I was 20 yet. So, I mean, everything I prayed for, God brought it before me with him. And I was just taking my time. I was a little anxious, but Seneca taught me how to take my time and see things for what they are and enjoy the moment. Everything with me had to be quick and fast. And I had to speed through and run through and rush for no reason. But God showed me through him how to handle a relationship with my quote unquote husband or significant other. God showed me how to interact with my son through Seneca. God showed me how to maintain my cool. Everything that I needed, that I am today, God showed me that through you.
Okay. Okay. I take that.
You got to take it. Ain't got nothing else.
I'll take that. No, not saying in anything else, but I'm just saying as I can agree with that. That's what I'm saying.
So how did God
and just like that, as you guys can see how communication works, you know, she didn't understand what I was saying, so I had to break it down even further. But we've been together so long to where
we finish each other's thoughts.
Yeah, and it's we can say certain things like that and we both understand it. That takes time, that takes commitment, yes. That takes practice. That it just takes
lots of practice.
It just takes an effort.
I don't even practice.
Yeah, it takes an effort, man. It's just and when you get to that point, it's just to the point to where you can look at one another and be like, and just have a conversation just by looking at your spouse or your boyfriend or your partner
whatever.
When you can have a conversation just by looking at each other and be on agreement, or whether a frown is what you say,
you just know, or just look in the eyes,
or an eyebrow up is like
just looking.
This ain't right, eyes.
Right?
Or
and no facial expression,
or no facial expression is like, okay, I'm with you. All right, so it's time to dip. It's time to dip.
Right.
So, all right, if you hear me grab these keys, it's time to roll.
Right. Yeah, so, we used to do that a lot. People are like, what's wrong? What's going on? We look at each other across the room, and he'd be looking with never a facial expression outwardly. But we had a whole conversation in eye contact, and the next thing you know, we was out the door.
Right. So, it you know, you get to that point, man. Like I said, that comes with
time.
Time that comes with commitment, that comes with learning one another, communicating with one another, getting to know one another. That's part of that courtship she mentioned.
Yeah, and the other thing is, just because you get married, you don't stop learning one another.
True.
Our life cycles are in phases, if you think about it. I'm definitely not the same girl I was this time last year.
And I'm definitely not the same dude this time last year.
And so you continually have to date or court your spouse because they change.
True enough.
They change. Their needs change.
Their thoughts change.
The heart doesn't change per se, but you know, the things that they need, you know, they may have had some insecurities before and then they've come into a secure place. So you don't have to nurse insecurities that aren't there anymore.
Right.
You need to learn the secure person that's in front of you.
Right.
Or you have to learn the more mature person that's in front of you. Like, I think between the two of us, I can admit that my maturity level has changed tremendously. I'm not saying I was childish. I wasn't childish.
No, you were never childish.
I wasn't childish, but I was forced to be mature with a kid at 18. But now that that said kid is almost 25, I am definitely in a different space. I am not. Now, I'm still the girl that loves sneakers. I'm still the girl that loves jeans and sweats. I'm still that girl. I'm still hats, you know, and I'm that girl. I'm still that girl. But I'm not the, I won't say really insecure, naive. I was very naive.
We'll use that word.
I was very naive. I took things at face value, but I took face value to be the truth.
Right.
When face value wasn't necessarily the truth. And with 25 years, almost 25 years of our being together, we have had a lot of lessons where I have had to change my point of view on things.
Me as well. There's been a few lessons that me personally that I have learned. I won't say the hard way, but just by seeing different people go through different things.
Right.
I'm not a let me do this and find out the consequences later type of person.
Right.
I'm more of a, let me think about this. Let me think the whole process through. And then if it's a risk,
let me
weigh my risks, my pros versus cons. If I feel like the pros outweigh the cons, I'm all in.
And me, I would just jump in and think about it later, but I'm not that way anymore.
Right. Right. So, you know, again, learning one another, even for however long you've been together, continue to learn one another, continue to be in courtship with one another.
Yes.
You know, just continue being who you were when you first met.
Yeah. And don't be afraid to change if it calls for change.
Right.
I'm not saying that somebody's set out to change you. No. You change for yourself because you want to change for the better. You want more. And so how will God reveal it to you? God will reveal it to you by if he or she is supporting your dreams.
Right.
If he or she is really adamant about your mental state.
Your well-being.
Your well-being. If he or she feeds into your spiritual life.
True.
If he or she runs away or confronts conflict, depending on what it is. There are so many inward and outward signs. It won't always be comfortable.
No.
Because that's not how God operates.
No.
God actually operates best in the uncomfortable. However,
absolutely.
However, you have to know that, is this person truly for me?
Right.
Not, is this true? Is this person team me?
Or team us.
Or team us. Yeah. If they're doing, is it to help build you up together? Are they building for the future with you included? Are they including you in their future?
Right.
Now, abuse, we don't play that.
No.
That's not what we do. Verbal, mental, emotional, physical, we don't play that game. That's not what we're saying. If it's all good, it's all positive.
If it's genuine and coming from the heart.
And you're hesitant and you really don't have a real reason why, you need to open up and let God speak to your heart.
Right.
Yeah. It may not come from a confirmation from another person.
True.
It may or it may
not. It may just be you by yourself.
And you just hear it and you feel it.
And you just feel that person thinking about
you. Oh, no. We had one of them. Somebody had a moment by themselves. God was talking to them. He broke up with me, y'all. He broke up with me, y'all. He did.
That was an interesting time. Couple of days there.
Yeah. He had, and every time Usher, you got it bad. Come on, I tell him he had it bad.
And I tell her the same thing. You had it bad too.
I did, but I had gotten to the point where I knew I had to move on in life without him. And I had just messed up and it just was what it was. And he just came out of nowhere.
Now, are we talking about the same day?
It was, you got it bad.
Oh, yeah. We talking about
the same day. What you talking about?
Yeah, we talking about the same day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Had an awakening sitting there on your couch.
Yeah, we talked about the same day.
Yeah. I think that's when he knew I was the one. Crickets. I'm about to find the crickets.
Yeah. Now. It was. If not before that. But yeah, I could say that. Yeah.
He don't know y'all.
But anywho, on the question too.
He don't want to talk about that anymore.
How is being married different from simply living together?
Well, that's a good question.
For me, we lived together first. And so my whole thought process is this. You don't know if you could be with someone if you don't know their habits. Mm-hmm. So I thought, well, let's live together to see if we can deal with one another's habits. And what I mean by habits, you could take that however you want, whether you nasty, clean, dirty.
Well,
don't put clothes in the dirty clothes hamper. Don't like to wash clothes. Don't like to clean up behind yourself. You know, those type of things.
20 years later, somebody decides they just take their clothes off wherever they want to take them off and get into bed. I get up in the morning, I'll be like, what the hell has happened here?
Hey, when you work
overnight
and you get home, it's early in the morning, you already tired. Hey, I get up when I get up.
But I get up first and he knows I'm a Sam and I get up. Anyway.
I get up when I get up.
How is being married different from simply living together? So this is what I think. Yes. You should learn one another's habits. You know, we live in a society now that living together is the norm prior to getting married.
Now it is, but
it didn't used to be.
But before it was.
When we did, it wasn't as popular.
You know how many looks I got?
I know how many looks you got because I had a baby. It was a whole thing. We have to do a podcast on that.
Yeah, that's a whole nother.
About having a kid and dating.
That's a whole nother. Yeah.
But for me, living together was cool. We were together all the time. I mean, all the time. So it was like spending the night at my place, spending the night at his place. We were always together.
Yeah.
So, but it for me, you know, initially we thought nothing would change but the last name.
Right.
But that's so untrue. Once a ring goes on the finger and the names change, it's like the dynamics change.
For women, that's probably true. But for men, it's the same because to me, nothing really, in my thought process, nothing really changed in my mind.
Well, we were already doing bills together. We were already doing.
Yeah.
So, we were already operating as a married couple.
So
as a family, yeah. We just didn't have the paper.
Yeah. So for me, nothing really changed.
But for me, it did. Just the ability to say that, yes, this is my husband. Yes, this is my life partner. Yes, this is, okay, he comes first in everything that we do. yet, you know, without being married, you know, there's not, some people there is that commitment, some people there isn't. It's not necessarily necessary, if that makes sense.
Right.
You know, you can still live together and still operate separately.
Right.
And you just pay bills together. But when you're married, everything goes together.
Right.
Everything. Everything. Merging of the finances, merging of, you know, just, you know, parenting styles, you know, all that stuff changes, especially if you're married and you don't have kids.
Right.
And you've talked about parenting styles, but you don't understand until a child gets there.
Right.
We had our first child together a year before we got married. It was different.
It was different.
Because we already had a kid.
Right.
But it changed, and we were young. So that may be another part of it too. But when you live together prior to getting married, you know, you decide, okay, this is for me. This isn't for me. When you get married after living together, some things do change. Sometimes the woman gets lazy.
True.
Sometimes the man gets lazy.
True.
Sometimes you both get lazy.
True.
You know, you get comfortable. I won't say lazy. You're comfortable.
Right.
So, you know, it's like, okay, we live together, so I don't have to dress up and get myself together, or I don't have to. Yes, you do. When you're married and living together, still have date night. That is so, so important. Just because you're married and you see each other all the time and you sleep together and all of that, still take the time out to do what you did when you were dating.
I agree.
Take that time out. That's one of the pitfalls of being married that a lot of people don't understand, that you can't pursue your significant other if you don't know what you're pursuing.
I agree.
So if Seneca changed, you know, his needs changed, or, you know, whatever it is, that I'm still nursing, like we just talked about, those prior needs, he doesn't need that from me. That's not what, and it causes a conflict. It causes a problem. But if we date and truly take time out to just listen to one another and talk to one another, then I understand now where he's coming from and what he needs.
Right.
You know, and not just in 3-minute conversation over breakfast. Like, I mean, scheduled time.
Right.
For date night.
I agree.
Which we haven't had one in a while because of your schedule. But
right.
But we're working on it.
Right.
We're working on it. This is date night.
This is date night. This is date night. And we decided to share with y'all.
We decided to go out with you guys tonight.
So welcome to our day night.
Right, right. And we talk about everything. Like, so, everything.
Yeah. And why not talk right. about everything?
That's right.
That's a part of communicating.
That's a relationship.
Again, everyone's thought process changes.
That's right.
As they get older.
That's right.
You know, you know, the way you think changes. Some of the mm-hmm. things you learned as a kid don't apply anymore.
Right.
You realize where things went wrong.
And you need to support your spouse.
And you need to support your spouse.
If you hate football and they love football, it's not going to kill you to sit on the couch for 2 hours.
And watch a game of football.
And watch it. Ask questions.
Ask questions if you don't know.
Ask questions. It's not going to kill you to watch a love story with her, you know, for an hour and a half.
Right.
It's not.
It ain't going
to
hurt.
Because that's what's important to your significant other.
Right. It's not going to hurt at all.
Not at all.
It was different for us because we both like sports. So
yes. We do.
We can't really use that example, but we'll use the love story and the action movie example instead of the sports example.
I like
action movies. She likes love stories.
I like action movies. I like comedies.
Well, we both like comedy, so that's a little different. How about this then? We'll say.
High impact action movies.
Yeah.
I don't really do those, but yeah. I will sit down and watch one.
Yeah.
And then I'll be drawn in afterwards.
Right.
Mm. Oh my God. Okay. Time is up. Oh my God. We've been talking an hour.
Yeah. It's been, It's been a minute for me. So,
yeah,
you know,
it's
good for me to get back on and share with you guys. I know you guys haven't heard from me, again, because of schedules. But I apologize about that. And, you know, we're going to work these kinks out.
That's right.
Like always. Y'all just stay with us. Stay tuned in. Yeah. And hit us up sometime.
Yes. My Instagram and Twitter at DJ Petaway.
And my Twitter is at sen_dog94.
S-E-N underscore dog94.
And
you don't want to follow him on Instagram anyway. He's boring. I think the last picture he put up was last year.
Yeah.
Like this time last year. He just watches. He's a voyeur on Instagram.
You know what?
He likes to watch.
Yeah, I'm not a stalker or anything like that.
Likes to watch.
I just watch.
Mm.
I do.
Mm.
All right, now.
Yeah. Okay, but, guys.
All right, you guys. It's been fun, man.
Yes,
Thank y'all for tuning in.
Thank you for tuning in. Thank you to our sponsors in the ads. We love you guys. Diamonds Fit Official, Native Links Apparel. Oh, my God. And then next time, Seneca's going to talk about these cigars. Oh, my God.
I had
a cigar for my birthday in August, and I am hooked on cigars. But we'll talk about that later. Before we go, I want to leave you guys with Romans chapter 12, verse 2. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. We was talking about changing our minds, changing our thought process, and that's what thus saith the Lord. Hallelujah!
Amen.
Hallelujah. All right. We love you guys. See you,
See you later.
And I'm waving like they can see me.
I know, right?
Bye, guys.